Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. Canada's premiers have sent a letter to the Prime Minister telling him to butt out of their jurisdiction, particularly when it comes to housing. But as Kate McKenna reports, Justin Trudeau is not budging.
Places where they want to block the kinds of investments that are going to help Canadians, I'm just going to try and figure out ways to help Canadians directly.
Justin Trudeau is fighting back after a letter was sent to him from Canada's premiers. It says Ottawa should be working with provinces on infrastructure and housing instead of making deals directly with municipalities, which is what the federal government has been doing. The letter says federal outreach to provinces and territories ahead of this week's budget was limited and inconsistent, and that the provinces know their needs better than municipalities. Trudeau dismissed their complaints.
People in their provinces still deserve to have solutions to the housing crisis.
Alberta has gone one step further, saying it'll pass a law banning Ottawa from negotiating directly with cities, similar to a law in Quebec. Kate McKenna, CBC News, Ottawa.
A funeral for the Canadian killed by an Israeli strike in Gaza took place this afternoon. A procession led by bagpipes made its way into a church in Saint-Georges, Quebec. Jacob Flickinger was one of seven aid workers for World Central Kitchen killed earlier this month. Their convoy was targeted after it delivered food to a warehouse in central Gaza. The 33-year-old was a veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces and a father of an 18-month-old boy. The funeral is being held at the same church where Flickinger was baptized. World leaders are renewing their pleas for Israel and Iran to stand down on threats of further escalation. Tehran says its air defenses intercepted three drones in an attack widely considered to be carried out by Israel. Richard Madden reports.
Thousands of protesters marched on the streets of Tehran in response to apparent Israeli counterattacks on Iranian soil. With threats growing of an escalating conflict in the Middle East, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen urged restraint.
It is absolutely necessary that the region stays stable.
U.S. officials were reportedly given advance notice of the Israeli airstrikes, but have not publicly endorsed or condemned the actions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel acted alone on its decision to retaliate.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on is our work to de-escalate.
President Joe Biden has been under growing pressure from his own party to take a tougher approach against Israel's military offensive in Gaza, but has resisted, calling for a ceasefire. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg says allies have agreed to send more air defenses to Ukraine.
NATO allies will step up, and several allies also made that clear in the meeting today with delivery of more air defenses, and I expect concrete announcements in the near future.
Stoltenberg also says Kyiv will receive spare parts and ammunition to keep its batteries running. Ukraine has all but run out of air defense missiles as Russia continues to pound its cities with rockets and drones. President Volodymyr Zelensky told the NATO ministers at their meeting in Italy that Ukraine cannot afford to wait for help any longer. A full jury of 12 people and six alternates has been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial. It leads the way for opening arguments to start on Monday. Lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of New Yorkers about their political and personal views. The group includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. A lawyer for Trump is now filing an appeal seeking to halt the trial. He argues that the judge rushed through jury selection and that the case should be moved out of Manhattan. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.